American mission said that if American troops had not left the border, Turkey would likely have not invaded, and they would have thought about it twice.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. 39 bodies are found in the back of a truck in Essex, England. The 25-year-old driver from Northern Ireland is under arrest.
At this stage, we have not identified where the victims are from or their identities, and we anticipate this could be a lengthy process.
Deputy Police Chief Pippa Mills, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls this an unimaginable tragedy and truly heartbreaking. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
I don't know many people that were depressed about the weather yesterday. It was just absolutely beautiful. And today, if you liked yesterday, you're going to love today. Perfect fall day. I bet you didn't have the top down this morning.
No, I've been too chilly.
Yeah, it was a little chilly out there. We got down to 42 this morning, so definitely jacket weather. But already we're starting to warm up. We're going to get into the low 70s by later on this afternoon. Nice little breeze again. Jacket weather again tonight. Overnight low 47 with clear skies. And then very comfortable tomorrow. Low 70s again. We'll start to see those high, thin, milky cirrus clouds start to move in. Risk of some rain begins in the wee hours of Friday morning. So more changes on the way. Periods of rain Friday. And I think I put scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast for Saturday. Well, they were already in the forecast, but we've taken the rain chances up. I'm a little bit more concerned about that situation. So if you have Saturday plans, keep in mind that your plans could be affected. Mid-70s for a high. Right now this morning, 56 already. Beautiful morning. It's 3 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning. I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. There's a lot to cover today. But before I get into all that, Rich, I need to remember.
Yeah.
The name game.
Oh, the name game.
And I like this name for the 9 o'clock hour.
What is it?
Lanny Lanier.
That's cool.
Nice alliteration there, Lanny Lanier. Lanny Lanier, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a Crimson Tide cruise.
Now, that's not a bad thing to win.
Oh, I love these theme cruises, and if you're a big Tide fan, you're going to love it. It's from February the 10th through the 15th.
You don't have to be a Tide fan either.
No, cruises are just great. All sorts of UA athletes there and other favorites from the Alabama Nation. But again, folks, Lanny Lanier, if you know her, tell her that her name's been called in the name game. Lanny Lanier, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this cruise package.
Named a high school after them.
Yeah, she's from that family, Yeah. Well, Rich, I appreciate
the update. Have a great day today. Bailey, let's go.
Ready? News and Views begins in mere moments.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Aaron Jess is suspected of killing William Jess Jr. and Sharon Jess over the weekend in Notasulga. He was arrested in Louisiana Tuesday and is currently waiting extradition back to Alabama. Some sad news from Birmingham. Police believe the body of 3-year-old Camille McKinney has been found in a dumpster. The police chief says her remains were found in a trash bin that had been taken to a landfill. Authorities are now charging two people, 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in Camille's death. In West Alabama, many are showing support for Equality volunteer firefighter Michael Johnston. He was killed while responding to a service call. The United States Honor Flag team arrived in Alabama Tuesday to honor Johnston's sacrifice. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Good morning. Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon, here in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, has called in sick today. Get well soon, Jack. Get well soon. Now, this is one of my favorite popular gospel-style songs, Sly and the Family Stone, Que Sera. Que Sera. Whatever will be, will be. Folks, we've been covering a story for now, last 10 days or so, 10 or 11 days. The story of Cupcake. 3-year-old little girl named Camille McKinney. And if you don't already know the news, and you should, because as soon as people saw that Camille was missing, that Cupcake was missing, you saw the photos of her smiling, everybody was praying and wishing for the best. The authorities were searching rewards for any information or discovery were being offered by the authorities. But this morning, the heartbreaking news. It really began last night. Cross the wire. This is from WBRC and their write-up. Birmingham police announced last night, Tuesday night, they believe the body of Camille McKinney was found in a dumpster at a landfill. The discovery and heartbreaking update brings an end to a search that began October 12th after the 3-year-old girl was kidnapped from Tom Brown Village housing community. The mayor, Randall Woodfin, said, "This is a tough moment for this city. This is a tough moment for this family." And I have to say, this is tough for anybody that's been following this and seen the pictures of Little Cupcake. The police chief, Patrick Smith, said they plan to charge 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Brown with capital murder and kidnapping. Smith added during the news conference, "There is no connection between the suspects and Camille's family. Stallworth and Brown are in custody. Both were arrested October 13th when they were connected to a Toyota Sequoia that matched the description of the vehicle used in the kidnapping. At the time, Stallworth was charged with four counts of possession of obscene material of persons under 17 years of age. In less legal terms, folks, that would be child pornography. As well as three counts of possession with intent to disseminate obscene material after police found images on his cell phone during the abduction investigation. He had been released on $500,000 bond, but was taken back into custody Tuesday night. The other, Patrick Stallworth, was the first. The 29-year-old Derek Brown has been held without bond since October 13th after authorities revoked probation in a 2018 case in which she is accused of abducting her three children from DHR custody. Tuesday's update was the first news conference held by Birmingham PD since surveillance footage was released last Friday, showing two children, one believed to be Camille, playing when one man walked past them. Moments later, a man with a limp approached the children, and they followed him out of view of the camera. During the news conference last night, Chief Smith discussed rumors about the family's involvement. He said Camille's mother did not give interviews at request of law enforcement, adding that police did not see the benefit of, quote, throwing the mother in front of a camera. Tonight, our entire city is mourning. Camille is gone, Mayor Woodfin said. Ripped away from her family. The pain her family is enduring is unimaginable. The perpetrator of this crime will be brought to justice and be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So tonight, Birmingham, we mourn as one. Please uplift this family, uplift your families, hold your loved ones tighter. And it's not just Birmingham. Governor Ivey, governor of this state, put out a message herself. Quote, given the tragic news that is breaking this evening, I offer my heartfelt condolences to Camille's family. I offer profound thanks to law enforcement and to all the volunteers who have worked tirelessly in search of this precious little girl. The heart of our state is broken, but we must do all we can to avoid this happening to another family. Our prayers remain with Camille's family and all who have been touched by this nightmare. So again, folks, the news that broke last night broke my heart to see it. Everybody I know has said the same thing. Cupcake, Camille McKinney, 3 years old, was found, her body, last night in a dumpster at a landfill. You know, I've had the unfortunate opportunity in my young life to go to a few funerals of dear loved ones, family members. I've had to give eulogies. And the silver lining in all of that, whether it's grandmother or great-grandfather, or even my mother taken too early, is that at least you could talk about all they did in life. With tears, yes, but with smiles. What do you say about a 3-year-old? What do you say? Evil is real. And I'm sure swift justice will be done here in this state by the authorities if these two in custody are in fact the ones who perpetrated this evil, evil crime. Something so evil you don't even need laws to see how wrong it is. There is a special, special place in hell for whoever did this. So I will refrain from giving in to my anger.
But justice will be done here. And it'll certainly be done later. For anybody who knows the McKinney family, anybody who knows anybody connected to this personally, reach out. Say your prayers. Just give somebody a hug. This should not happen. I'm going to take a break early. Reset here. But in just a week, you captured the imagination of this whole state, if not many others watching around the country and the world. Cupcake. We hope you rest in peace. More news and views when we come back. But it's stories like this that put all the nonsense into perspective.
Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including 2 new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Just in time for the holidays, and in plenty of time for holiday guests, the Home Depot takes the floor and covers it beautifully with the latest trends in stylish area rugs and mats and low prices that'll fit any budget perfectly. Plus, right now, get free and fast delivery right to your door. You can take it from there right to your floor. Free delivery on the latest area rugs and mats for the holidays. Visit the Home Depot or HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell texted me very early today saying he's not feeling well. I'm going to go see the doctor today, so get well soon, Jack. Folks, if you want to call in today, 272-9228, 272-9228. Of course, we'll take calls on this terribly tragic news about Cupcake, her body being found. But I mentioned before the break the nonsense. The nonsense does continue in the halls of Congress, the halls of power in Washington, D.C. Before we get into that, though, this hour of News and Views brought to you by a new sponsor of the program, Dan Black Studios. Fine folks over there at Dan Black Studios, including Dan Black himself. If you are a News and Views listener, if you call before the end of October, tell them when you call 279-6036, 279-6036, tell them, hey, I'm a News and Views listener. They'll give you 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a sponsor of News and Views this hour. So back to the nonsense. You know, it's almost like we've seen this movie before, this television show. It's like the writers of the story America and the Trump presidency, well, they're just rehashing old storylines and putting them all together again. What do we have now? We have, well, an investigation being done in secret with selective leaks where everybody can put their spin or their salacious scuttlebutt or rumor and innuendo out to the world as though it is actually fact. I'm tired of this. I'm quite tired of this. Yesterday, you had the testimony of career diplomat Bill Taylor. Career diplomat Bill Taylor, and his opening statement, even though it was done in a super secret classified setting, so super secret that not even Republicans on the committee allowed in the room are allowed to have a copy of the transcript, allowed to have a copy of the tape recordings of these interviews, these depositions. But anyway, it somehow got out to the press. How? I have no clue. I'm sure Adam Schiff had nothing to do with it. And in this lengthy opening statement, Bill Taylor lays out that he thought there was several unofficial shadow tracks of foreign policy having to do with Ukraine. Now, Bill Taylor hadn't been in the Trump administration for long. He is a respected career diplomat. He served under George W. Bush. He served under Barack Obama, graduated from West Point. I'm not questioning the character of the man. What I do think is happening here, though, is that Taylor, along with a lot of other career bureaucrats, doesn't like how Donald Trump conducts foreign policy. But Donald Trump is the president. As Mick Mulvaney said, elections have consequences. Elections have consequences. In fact, I have it's an interesting article to give you some context here about the slow slide into this bureaucratic rules-based tyranny that we're feeling. And I think that's exactly what's going on. Seven decades ago, a guy named Felix Morley wrote The Power to the People, explored the central distinction between self-government and coercive government. One of the things, and just quotes here, this republic is grounded on the belief that the individual can govern himself, but our political system is increasingly distorted in order to subject them to remote administrative dictation. Well, that happens in all sorts of domestic policy, but it's happening in foreign policy. When a duly elected president is now being questioned for every step of the process by career bureaucrats who weren't there in the room when the president is making decisions, it's a bit frustrating. And again, even more frustrating is it's difficult to talk about this stuff because we don't have all the facts. Adam Schiff's super secret investigation being backed by Nancy Pelosi. Well, it's kind of super secret. It's only transparent when it benefits the narrative of the Democratic Party and the still anonymous, though we don't really need him anymore, whistleblower. Here's what I think has happened. You know, yesterday the Democrats said, well, we thought we were going to get this done early, this whole impeachment inquiry, even though we haven't voted on it. We thought we were going to get it done before Thanksgiving, or right around Thanksgiving. But now we think it's going to stretch after Thanksgiving into the very Merry Christmas season. We're probably now going to have public hearings with key witnesses for all the public to see. I think what's happened here, folks, is that the Democrats thought they could move public opinion swiftly enough with this secret process enough to sway the public to make filing articles of impeachment, or at least voting on an impeachment inquiry, popular. They thought, oh, we'll leak the right stuff. I don't think they expected Donald Trump to release the transcript of his call with President Zelensky. I think they were only going to rely on the whistleblower characterization of the call, which, at the end of the day, because it was based on hearsay, you know, the REO Speedwagon exception now to whistleblowers. Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. But Trump kind of messed that up. He released a transcript of the call. Then they're like, well, we'll do these interviews with all these career bureaucrats who already don't like President Trump because he's not just rude and crude. He breaks bad with the bureaucracy and where it wants to go. And this is well known. He does this on almost every foreign policy desk. But that hasn't worked out quite as well as the Democrats have wanted. Yes, increases in the polls for more impeachment. Yeah, there has been more and more people coming on board saying, yeah, let's impeach Donald Trump. Most of those folks have been Democrats. Democrats who didn't want to impeach him before are now saying, yeah, let's impeach Donald Trump. A few more independents are doing that, but now less Republicans are doing that. So you essentially have a divided country that was already divided. It's now just being divided even more, again, by the super secret process that isn't all that super secret when it benefits the Democrats' narrative. So this testimony yesterday by Bill Taylor essentially alleges that there was a quid pro quo. But when pressed about this, well, let's first see how the Democrats do this. Democrat is, I think, Representative Levin from Michigan. He's only been there 10 months, as he says in this clip. He walked out of that hearing room, and this is what he had to say.
All I have to say is that in my 10 short months in Congress, it's not even noon, right? Mm-hmm. And this is my most disturbing day in Congress so far. Very troubling.
This was your most disturbing day? What exactly disturbed you, Representative Levin? Oh, we can't say because it's super secret, but I'm very, very disturbed. Others called it explosive, troubling. I mean, this just drew all sorts of bright lines and connections about what's going on. Problem is, Bill Taylor, this ambassador in good standing, who has worked for multiple administrations, Republicans and Democrats. He didn't have firsthand knowledge of, say, the phone call. He knew about the process of the diplomacy and those sorts of engagements with Ukraine, but he didn't know the whole story. He just knew Rick Perry and Rudy Giuliani and Gordon Sondland and Paul Volcker. They were all up to something through unofficial channels, but I think it was because they wanted to withhold the aid to pressure the Ukrainians to investigate Burisma and Donald Trump's political opponents. Well, Representative Ratcliffe, one of the Republicans who's actually allowed in the room, though again, he's not allowed the transcript, he's not allowed the tape recordings of these things, he was on the news last night and he had this to say about Adam Schiff.
He keeps trotting in career ambassadors who are alarmed at Donald Trump's unconventional approach to foreign policy. Who's surprised at that? And again, Ambassador Taylor today, I found him to be very forthright. He had very strong opinions about Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy. But again, the mainstream media reporting that he provided evidence of a quid pro quo involving military aid is false. I questioned him directly on that, and under Adam Schiff's rules, I can't tell you what he said, but I can tell you what he didn't say, and neither he or any other witness has provided testimony that the Ukrainians were aware that military aid was being withheld. You can't have a quid pro quo with no quo.
But Democrats say this is very disturbing. You know, the failed presidential candidate, Eric Swalwell, the guy says he wants to nuke. If there's ever, you know, armed insurgents in the country, you know, based on, say, people trying to take away our Second Amendment rights, we'll just nuke them. That guy, the guy with the shiny, the smarmiest guy in politics. I've been talking about him. Guy with the really shiny, shiny face. Young guy, looks like he puts clarified butter on his face every morning. You know, the same guy, along with Adam Schiff and many of these Democrats, who have been using the same tactics during the Mueller report saga. This is why it feels like deja vu all over again. And I almost got hooked yesterday saying, oh, this is a smoking gun. Oh, this is bad. It looks bad for President Trump, and it does look bad. But we're not getting the whole story. How many bombshells, based on anonymous sources, handed to the mainstream media, were thrown out there about the Mueller report? A lot of them. It was almost a weekly occurrence. And what actually came of all the Mueller report findings? Well, no coordination, no conspiracy. In other words, no collusion. And on obstruction, a weird non-decision by Mueller. Democrats didn't run to impeachment at that point because they didn't have the goods. They tried one last swing at this, and when they had Corey Lewandowski in front of Jerry Nadler's Judiciary Committee, and it was a huge dud. A huge dud. So they now have to move to this Ukraine thing. But now they're even in a better position. At least, you say what you will about Bob Mueller, but Bob Mueller was a career investigator. Bob Mueller knew how to keep his, say, special counsel office somewhat leak-proof. Mueller's office even came out and corrected some media reports. But the Democrats have an even better situation now. Now they're the ones in charge of the super secret investigation, not an independent counsel. Now they get to control not only the amount of leaks, but also the investigation itself. It's a farce. And I'm wondering if anybody out there is feeling deja vu all over again as well. And I'm wondering if this is even to the point of you're just tired of it. It's a bunch of noise. I was talking with my roommate Jonathan last night, and his characterization, he's not an avid political junkie like myself. His characterization of this is that the Democrats were really banking on Mueller, and it didn't work out, and they were all upset about it. Now, the interesting part of this, and it's also driving me nuts, is that the accusations of corruption, impeachable corruption towards President Trump, are based on Trump looking into corrupt actions by the Democrats. Yeah, and again, I price in. I assume government at some level is corrupt. I really do. But is this impeachable? Hell no. And it's so ironic that the defense that Joe Biden uses after he said this.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
someone who's solid. Now, Joe Biden's defense of that brag right there is that I was the general policy of the United States. It was just an anti-corruption move. This prosecutor is well known to be corrupt. Though folks don't ask, well, how was Shokin, the prosecutor Biden got fired, how was he corrupt? I'm not saying he wasn't, but I want to know, why did so many people think this guy was corrupt? And why did he have to go within that six-hour window? Why was he investigating Burisma? Interesting questions, but the defense Joe Biden's using, well, I was just following the policy of the United States, is not a defense Donald Trump is using, looking into Joe Biden, but I think Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are just bit players in a much larger story. I think it's a much broader network of corruption that went on in Ukraine, and Joe Biden, Hunter Biden's names came up. And I don't think it was Rudy going to dig for dirt, Rudy Giuliani. I think it's the Ukrainians that went to Rudy. No pressure was needed. The only thing the administration really wanted is, hey, can you look into this? And if you remember the transcript of the call, folks, President Zelensky doesn't say, oh, yes, Mr. President, we will immediately look right into Joe Biden and dig up all the dirt. He says, we'll do all investigations openly and transparently. And Trump's like, oh, good, wonderful, wonderful. This is indeed a witch hunt. And when I heard President Trump tweet yesterday that it was a lynching, I was like, ooh, harsh words, especially given we have, you know, a whole museum now in Montgomery about that sort of thing and how it happened for a while here in this country. But lynching has a long history, and there's an interesting thing Joe Biden said back during the Clinton impeachment saga that, you know, I think I'll play for you after the break. It's amazing how the same language Trump is using, Biden has used to defend himself. And it's also amazing how all the tricks, all the salacious scuttlebutt and rumor and innuendo and spin we heard during the Mueller saga, we're seeing it play out again. Except this time now the Democrats are in control, not only the investigation, but all the information and the leaks. I don't buy it. I wonder if you do. 272-9228. 272-9228. That is the number for this program. Feel free to call about any issue, but love to see what you think about this ongoing impeachment saga. 272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man. And has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some great fall weather in place for at least a couple of days. For today, sunshine, very comfortable. Nice day, high 72. Tonight, another night of jacket weather with low temperature down to about 47 by first thing in the morning. Clear skies. Tomorrow, look for low 70s again. Should be a great Thursday. Then the rain starts moving back in late Thursday night into the wee hours of Friday morning, and periods of rain likely at times during the day on Friday. And I'm going to have to keep the risk of some scattered showers in the weekend forecast from time to time. High temperatures in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I lost somewhat my love. Someone who's greater than a star.
Well, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Your host, Joey Clark, here. You want to call in 272-9228. Love to field your phone call. My co-host Jack Campbell texts me he's not feeling well today, visiting the doctor today. So get well soon, Jack. This hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. I'll tell you more about Dan Black coming up. But just know, if you're a News and Views listener, if you call 279-6036, 279-6036, and say, hey, I'm a News and Views listener, Dan Black Studios will give you 55% off all VHS to DVD transfer. So check it out. I have more to tell you about Dan Black coming up. But first, let's go to Fast Eddie, 272-9228. Hey, Fast Eddie, welcome to the program.
Yeah, they're gonna jump on Trump about this lynching thing. But I read an interesting book you ought to check out called Alabama Scoundrels, and they're short stories of real bad outlaws in Alabama in the last two centuries. And about 80% of them were white, and about 80% of them were lynched. And I'm curious, I'm going to go to the EGI initiative, and I want to see if these guys are, if they included the Caucasian lynching, you know, victims, if you may, because they were executed without trial.
Right.
Which is wrong, definitely.
Yeah, I've got it pulled up here on Amazon. Alabama Scoundrels, Outlaws, Pirates, Bandits, and so on. And Bushwhackers. Wow.
Right. And these were some bad men. And quite often there wasn't, you know, they just couldn't wait. Sometimes they couldn't hold the guys until the judge came around or whatever. But my point is, it's not an exclusively black justice. I would venture to say that probably the majority, not in this century, but the majority of the time.
Oh, right. And, I mean, unfortunately, I've read, and my brain's visited the history of punishment throughout even recent history. And it used to be, not just in this country, but all over Europe, still is in some ways, in parts of the Middle East, and it's a public spectacle. And
it's a great classic movie called The Oxbow Incident. And then you also remember Hang 'Em High with Clint Eastwood, where he was unsuccessfully lynched. But anyway, it's a horrible, horrible thing, and it did predominantly happen in this century to black people, but it's not an exclusively black injustice.
Well, and Eddie, while you're on the Fast Eddie here on the phone, let me just play. I don't know how good your connection is, but this is only an 18-second clip of Joe Biden in the 90s during the Clinton impeachment. Everybody's up in arms about what Trump said, you know, lynching yesterday. I personally wouldn't have used that word, but Trump's being Trump. And it's almost like Trump knew Joe Biden said this, well, let's say 20 years ago. Listen in.
No matter what happens, even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was set by the founders as to what constituted an impeachable offense.
That's amazing that exists.
Well, Well, you know, Clarence Thomas also used the term modern-day lynching.
Right.
It was not this century, the 20th century, where it was predominantly an injustice against black people. We're in a new century now. I almost forgot 19 years into it.
Right. Yeah, let's hope not this century. But I appreciate the call, Fast Eddie.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228 is the number. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Tom B. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Tom, how are you?
Well, I called to congratulate you on a very good morning and the fact that you're doing well in there by yourself. You always have. I'm sorry that you got to go for 3 hours with no one to help you. But I know Jack would be there if he could.
Yes, sir. It's true.
I look forward to listening to you folks every day, and I couldn't wait for this morning when Jack would be back. I hope he gets well soon. I can't say enough about you. You got 3 hours with Dan Morris. You got 3 hours in the afternoon with Greg. Now you got your own show, and to talk for as long as you do and keep it as interesting as you do is, I'm very grateful for. Thank you, sir, and have a great day.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's high praise. That's great stuff. I appreciate it. Though I've lightened up, I'm not doing the afternoon on a regular basis with Greg Budell. It's a little bittersweet because, you know, Greg and I worked together for 8 years. Wow. 8 years. But now we want to make sure the morning's good, and I'll be in constant touch with Jack throughout the day. Hopefully the doctor's visit goes well and he's not down with like the flu or anything like that after his long trip from Texas. Wish he could be here. There's a lot to talk about. But let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Walt Boutwell. I, several years ago, looked at the Tuskegee Institute statistics, which are kind of the holy grail of all lynchings in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they extend from the 1860s, mid-1860s to the 1950s. And of that group, which is surprisingly small compared to the media, it's about 4,000 people, between 4,000 and 5,000. About a third to a quarter of them were whites. So even in that period, which the official records don't indicate that this was an exclusively white-on-black crime.
Right.
The other findings were very interesting in that the most Democratic counties in the South were where lynchings occurred. And they occurred when, around the time that debts were going to be paid. And they occurred primarily on sharecroppers who were supposed to be getting paid.
So that's so convenient. That's so interesting.
Yes, isn't that, though?
Yeah.
So just when you were expecting to get a payday, you got a rope.
Yeah, that's, what an invoice.
Yeah, and one other thing, they almost always occurred after a Democratic defeat at the polls.
Yeah, and again, like the public spectacle, lynchings, unofficial kind of executions, these sorts of things have occurred in this country. And obviously, there's a reason that museum downtown exists. A lot of it was based on white supremacy and racial animus, but a lot of it also was just, well, let's think about how we began this show today. The death of a 3-year-old little girl.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes the crime was so outrageous, that's people
grotesque.
Wouldn't be patient. Right. Something is so grotesque and just tears you up so much that people react emotionally and they don't go through due process. Sometimes it was political, or as you're suggesting, well, we don't want to pay these dudes, let's just kill them. Yeah, and it really was not the Wild West is the wrong term. It was an uncharted territory back in those days, and the account, you have to wonder, you know, they didn't have all the technology we have today. What was it really like if you could go back with our modern tech and document things based on our current standards of evidence? How many cases would be thrown out? How much injustice was done in the name of justice? It's amazing to think about.
Indeed.
I appreciate the call, though, sir.
All right, take care.
Thank you. And I just find the use of language interesting. It's probably the only thing I have some expertise in. And for Donald Trump to get everybody so up in arms because he was describing himself as being lynched, how dare you compare yourself to people who are actually lynched? And but again, it's almost like Donald Trump knew this tape of Joe Biden in the mid to late 90s existed. This is, again, Joe Biden with Wolf Blitzer on CNN during the Clinton impeachment.
No matter what happens, even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was set by the founders as to what constituted an impeachable offense.
Yeah, these guys that have been playing this game for so long, they forget that we have things like videotape and audio recordings. Interesting how they forget that. And so Joe Biden came out and apologize for using that term, you know, 20-something years ago. Joe, you're not going to be president. I don't think you're even going to be the Democrats' nominee. Now, I mentioned earlier, folks, Dan Black Studios, sponsor of this hour. Dan Black Studios provides, well, that assurance that those memories of family events, birthday parties, sporting events, maybe a Christmas morning with the kids come downstairs or sneak out of the bedroom too early to see what Santa brought them. These are all great memories to catch that candid view, looking through the world through your own kids' eyes and documenting it. You don't want those memories to literally deteriorate on tape. Take those old analog memories and bring them into the digital future. That's exactly what Dan Black Studios can do for you. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener, and until the end of October, you'll get 55% off. 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. It's an amazing deal. But Dan Black Studios also, say you're trying to start a small business, get your name out there online. They do a lot of great stuff for startups, young entrepreneurs and go-getters, all the movers and shakers out there. They essentially video business services. So website design is one thing Dan Black Studios can do for you. Video editing, training videos, television commercials, so much more. So when you're thinking of video services, whether preserving those old memories, bringing them into the future and preserving them for your children, their children's children, or you need a little help getting that business, that image going for what you're doing, give Dan Black Studios a call. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour. And thank y'all for listening to News and Views. More coming up. We should have a guest coming in studio at 10. I'm looking forward to that conversation. But if you want to get in a call before that, 272-9228, 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Someone who I need. Someone who don't let my heart bleed. Someone.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Just in time for the holidays and in plenty of time for holiday guests, the Home Depot takes the floor and covers it beautifully with the latest trends in stylish area rugs and mats and low prices that'll fit any budget perfectly. Plus, right now get free and fast delivery right to your door. You can take it from there right to your floor. Free delivery on the latest area rugs and mats for the holidays. Visit the Home Depot or HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back into News and Views, closing moments of this, the 9 o'clock hour. Special thanks to sponsor of the show, Express Fitness 24-7. That's where I've been going to get that, you know, good look in the mirror. Now, actually, the real reason, it's a good way to discipline me mentally. It's good to have that goal each day. That's a pretty straightforward goal, just lift a heavy weight, literally. And it's in the name of Express Fitness 24-7, folks. 24-7 access once you become a member. Very easy to become a member. One-time sign-up fee, and then a very low monthly rate, very low indeed. No long-term contract, so you can try it out for a month or two. If it isn't what you like, well, you can move on. No harm, no foul, but I think you'll love Express Fitness 24-7 because not only do you have 24-7 access with key fob technology, they have state-of-the-art equipment, 24-hour surveillance, and with that equipment, they have everything to meet your fitness goals. I'm doing a lot of the free weights, powerlifting, compound lifts, these sorts of things, bodybuilding, brother. But, you know, if you need a little extra cardio in your life, an elliptical machine, treadmill, and whatnot, they have all those things. They also have the cable weight machines. Great stuff. I'm going to the Montgomery location on Zelda Road at the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center right above Firehouse Subs. If you want to go there where I'm going to work out every afternoon, call 386-8689. 386-8689. Tell Alex Snyder, the guy I'm working out with, that Joey from the radio sent you. Coming up, we should have John Merrill, Secretary of State of this great state of Alabama. He's also a candidate for Senate. We got to, excuse me, pardon me. I know I'm supposed to be impartial, but